The Ministry of Labour and Social Security has taken its career and parenting pilot project to the Robert Lightburn High School in St. Thomas. Over the next 5 years, the students and their parents will benefit from assistance in making wise career choices. At the launch of the project in early December, students from grade 7 to 9 were advised on how to plan for a career and how to best match their personalities with the right job. They were also instructed on the use of the ministry's labor market information system, LMIS, which links persons with local and overseas employers based on their skills and qualifications. They learned how to write resumes, prepare for interviews, and conduct job searches. Permanent Secretary in the Labour Ministry, Colette Roberts-Risden, told the students that it is important to choose a career that matches their personality. She says the partnership between the Robert Lightburn High School and the Labour Ministry underscores the importance of lifelong learning.
Through this initiative, the Ministry, we will be using personality testing to help determine preferences or choices. We will offer advice for updating resumes, networking, preparing for work, and we will also assist students to acquire and improve proficiencies in relevant skill and knowledge areas so that they can realize their lifelong goals. Knowing your personality and what suits you, what job suits you, is most important.
Mrs. Roberts-Risden says, while most students choose careers in medicine and law, there are exciting and lucrative job opportunities in non-traditional fields, such as animation and website and game design.
In the Jamaican economy, there is also growth for many other areas. The business processing outsourcing industry is growing as we speak. Tourism is growing. Energy is growing. The logistics industry is growing. The maritime industry, many persons didn't think about maritime industry, but the maritime industry is growing. So we don't have to always think about the traditional areas. But there are many other careers now.
The permanent secretary also encouraged the students to consider a profession in agriculture, the economic mainstay of the parish.
This community, which is largely agriculture, we must not look down on agriculture because it's one of the best assets we have. For as the demand for food becomes greater due to the construction of more hotels and restaurants across the island. But guess what? Agriculture is changing. So it's not the traditional agriculture anymore. And so with your education and your learning, there are many careers in agriculture.
Mrs. Roberts-Risden encouraged parents and guardians to take their children's education seriously by providing sufficient parental support. Interim Principal of Robert Lightburn High, Paul Clare, says the partnership with the Ministry of Labour and Social Security will be of tremendous value to the students. He notes that for a number of years, students have struggled with making wise career choices.
For the last couple of years, what we have observed is that the students who select vocational areas after a year or even sometime after a term in the respective vocational areas, they no longer want to be there. And when you probe a little bit, you soon find out that the students actually selected to be in the option in the first instance on the basis of their friends. We are hoping that with this initiative and career guidance support, we will be able to get our students appreciating the need to go into areas that they are best placed. We also want to look at it in relation to the personality test. And so we want to streamline, to bring our students in line to do what they want to do and what their personality type is in line with.
Robert Lightburn High is the third school and the first rural institution to benefit from the initiative. Interventions are already being carried out at Kingston and Holy Trinity High Schools in the corporate area.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.